CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers want to use federal government aid money to temporarily help fund the state's new paid family leave program. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
In 2020, Colorado voters approved a new program that would offer up to 3 months of paid family leave for employees going through events like childbirth or medical emergencies. Those wages will be paid by a state program that'll be funded by fees starting next year. The cost will be shared between workers and companies, so 0.9% of an employee's wages could go to the program. But a Democratic bill in the legislature would grant a discount. For the first 6 months, those fees would instead be about 0.8%. If the bill is approved, the state government could use $58 million in one-time federal funds to make up the difference. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Aurora City Council has voted to ban urban camping within city limits, CPR's Paolo Jalcita reports.
Aurora City Council voted on party lines to authorize the ban, with the conservative majority pushing the policy. Under the new law, homeless campers will be given a 72-hour notice by police to vacate before they face fines or arrest. Sweeps can only be enforced if there is enough shelter space. Mayor Mike Kaufman argues the move will connect people to resources, but opponents say it will only shuffle vulnerable people from one area to another. I'm Paolo Jalcita, CPR News.
Cherry Creek School District plans to end the practice of naming valedictorians and ranking students. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Starting in 2026, the district will drop the title given to graduating seniors with the highest GPA. 5 out of the 8 Cherry Creek High Schools name valedictorians. In a letter to parents, the district said the role of the educator is to teach all students, not to rank and sort them, calling the practice outdated. It said the move will also remove some of the intense pressures that inflict harm on many students. The district also sought counsel from local universities, which agreed with the move. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper says he will vote to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court. Hickenlooper met with the judge yesterday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.